from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Friday was a tough watch, Randy. I'm not going to lie. And I built up my own anticipation for a variety of reasons.
Right.
You did get the Michael Penix thing, and we can break that down in a little bit. But Friday was a tough watch. It was slow. It was on TV. Like that's about as much as I can give you, to be honest. Like it was.
It's the first preseason game. And I think just the way the game was called, I think a lot of it, the feel was really bad. I thought I saw a lot of slipping and everything like that. And that's a preseason feel. But I don't take too much out of it. I just love enjoying watching ball. But yeah, the action is going to slow down when you don't have all the good players in. I mean, that's just what it is. If you're expecting it to look like it's going to look against Pittsburgh, that wasn't going to be the case because you don't have all your good players out there playing in this game. And that was on both sides. You know, Miami didn't play anybody also. And so, that's how I looked at it from a standpoint of knowing what the deal was. They're not going to play. So my expectation of this game should not be how it's going to look on a regular Sunday in the NFL. Now, some of the other games you saw were better because a lot of the starting quarterbacks were playing. And then they were playing with their starting offensive line, their starting receivers. And so you saw a little bit more crispness. I thought Michael Penix was good. I did. I thought he was good, Abe. I thought the ball placement was there. My favorite throw was the when he went through his progression and came back and hit that backside dig. That was my favorite throw of the night from him. But, yeah, just the expectations. If you go in there thinking it's going to look like it's supposed to look on Sunday, then, yeah, you're going to be disappointed.
We don't need to break down the stats for Penix, but here's what they were. 9-16, 104 yards. He played 5 series. He led the offense to a touchdown in one drive and a field goal drive as well. Look, I think he overcooked a couple of throws.
Yeah.
I think that's to be expected. But you know what was almost kind of optimistic for me about him overthrowing a couple guys? That was the mistakes he made were all overthrows. Like, we came off of a year where balls were overthrown, underthrown, thrown to the wrong shoulder. I mean, the fact that you can dial in on here's what happened on these throws that you missed, and you can work at it. You just want to see rookies look like they belong, right? And again, we saw a number of rookies that did look like they belong. I would say one maybe a little bit more iffy than the rest.
Yeah, I mean, even the people in Miami turned on the TV to see Michael Penix.
Yeah.
You know, they did. Everybody, you got a first-round quarterback, and then, no other notable player that you would probably know off the top of your head unless you deep dive in this team. I'm talking about from the other team. You don't know any of those guys, but you knew who Michael Penix was, and he really went out there again. 5 series, touchdown, field goal, so he's out there getting points and things like that. But I think that when you look at the overview of the whole game, it was sloppy. It was a sloppy. It was a lot of guys first time out there playing in the National Football League, and there's a lot of guys out there that are not going to be on this team when both of these teams kick off week one. So, I mean, that's, just expect the performance based on the players themselves that are out there.
Just want to set the stage on what we know so far. Obviously, Rondale Moore was placed on season-ending IR. Yeah. Braylon Trice, earlier today, it was announced.
He had a rough damn trip. Get sick. You get sick when you get there. And then you go out there, and it's just unfortunate that he goes down, man. It just sucks.
So it was an ACL injury. Right. It's going to be season-ending for him. Now, DeMarco Helms is interesting because they have not necessarily told us a timeline for him, which makes us believe, or at least makes me believe, that it is not necessarily season-ending.
Right.
I think certainly they know what the injury is, and they're building their own timeline, but they haven't announced it yet. So a lot of people are starting to maybe build a little bit of optimism. Certainly going to miss a couple weeks,
but
hopefully it's not bad for him. I know a lot of people, when that you see that air boot come on, you see the cart, and you start – every time I see a cart, I'm like, that's it. That's the year. And unfortunately for Trice, that was the case. Hopefully not for Helms. But
no. When I see the air cast, we talked about that on Friday when Moore went down. It's like it's never a good sign when they have the cart and the air cast out there. And by them not placing him on season-ending IR, I still think that he is in listening to Rod talked this morning. I was looking at some of the quotes from his presser this morning. He said significant time. So, I mean, is that a month? Is that 6 weeks, 8 weeks? I don't know what it is, but he is not going to be back in time for the season.
No, he's certainly going to miss the opener. Yeah. So they have made a couple of moves, the Falcons. We talked about Jakeem Grant, wide receiver and return specialist. Nathan Rourke, the backup quarterback, is now out. They brought John Paddock back in, so more respect to Paddock after how Raheem, you know, handled that comment there. But he is back in, and Heinicke is still hanging on right there too. Not a great game for him.
No, it was not.
I don't know. I still think that there's one team that makes sense for Heinicke above all the others, and so we'll see how this plays out. One guy that did make an impact here, and I was concerned is not the right word. Interested and intrigued is probably what I'd call it, Randy. Is we talked about Zach Harrison, and we talked about him potentially being built to have a big year.
Right.
That was before I learned that he was bulking up and being moved inside.
Right.
And I start to have questions. They obviously think they see something, potential there. How's it going to look? How's it going to work? Where does he fit in the rotation? He gets on the field, though, and flashes a couple times, including on the interception, which was an early throw forced by the pressure that he was out there. So it was a pretty good game there for Zach Harrison.
I think Zach is going to be the third D tackle right now, the third guy inside behind Grady and David. To me, that's what it seems like, the rotation.
He's going to leap TQ, I guess,
if
we want to call it that.
I think so. I think that this kid, and he talked about it. I don't know if we ever mentioned it, but I think earlier on in the offseason he was talking about bulking up because they wanted to move him more and let him play more inside. And so, I mean, the dude has all the, like, freakish talent, athleticism, and all those different things. He's got to get the experience to go out there and play.
Long arms.
And long, I mean, he's a big kid, man. And it's not like, you know, how Grady and David are a bit more squatty-type player. He's a big defensive lineman. I'm not saying he's Richard Seymour, about it, but he's built like Big C. He's not as big as C, but he's has the frame to be as big as Big C. And so, yeah, when you got a guy like that, because we've been talking about, you know, the workload for different players, and mainly on the defensive line, Grady Jarrett, because when you take him off the field, you can tell when he's not on the field. And so if you can find a way to get Grady some rest and allow him to be fresher at the end of the season, then, you know, then you'll have him playing at a higher level instead of wearing down. Him playing 60 plays a game can go down to maybe playing 48 plays a game or something like that. But it's got to be those 12 plays that he's off the field, you got to be productive. And hopefully this kid can go in there and do that.
And Grady, for what it's worth, I don't know how much you guys talked about it last week. Grady got some pretty high praise about what he was doing in the Miami practice.
He was a problem for Miami.
Coming off the injury, you just, you know, you never know until it gets out there, but it was nice to hear.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.